Nazarbayevka, we're a small country. Where do we stand as far as transplants are concerned?
We are a small country, but in Europe there are few countries comparable to Czech Republic, and we are standing in organ transplantation in very good position. That means that when we judge a transplant program according number of transplants per million of a population, I would say we are in the third or fourth row in the list of countries. As far as concern graft survival and patient survival in different organ transplantation, it is the same. Our 1 year kidney graft survival is over 90%.
Could you explain to the layman, including me, what that means?
That means that from 100 transplants performed during certain time, after 12 months, more than 90 grafts are still functioning. So this is very comparable to the so-called Western Europe or US.
Does that mean that if I would need a kidney transplant, would I be in the same position as if I were British or American?
Probably you would be in a little bit better position because availability of donors, the number of transplants in our country is better than in the UK. It is very comparable with the US.
Talking of donors, how do we assess their consent? How do you find out whether somebody is willing or his relatives are willing? What is the system?
In general, there are two legislative principles. One is the presumed consent, and another is presumed non-consent. Legislation of most of European countries is based on presumed consent. That means everybody who will not object during life is counted as a potential donor. This principle is, I would say, very modern, and many countries, UK and some states in United States among them, will change their practice towards presumed consent.
Have you had any instances where there were problems? The general atmosphere in the country.
We carried out 2 years ago and 4 years ago opening poll asking question about donation and transplantation, and we found that more than 80% of Czech citizens agrees with kidney transplantation and or organ transplantation in general and organ donation. These figures are very comparable to the figures found, for example, in France or United States. So general atmosphere is not bad.
Dr. Stefan Wietzko, head of the Transplant Center at the Institute for Clinical and Experimental Medicine, speaking there to Olga Santova.